Pat McCormack, right. He's got a lovely song for us here. My Lovely Irish Rose. Yes, we have lots of Irish roses. We have a Rose of Tralee. We have a Ringsend Rose, who's a Rose of Clare. But here's an Irish Rose from Pat McCormack.
A winding river went its way near to an Irish home to mingle with Tribeca Bay, where rose the Atlantic foam. 'Twas in a cot close to a spot where the river gently flows, that I bade goodbye to my little girl, my lovely Irish rose. Old Donegal, the best of all, I never shall forget. In Carn fair beyond compare, I think I see it yet. But I'd rather stray by the old mill brae, where soft the green grass grows. On a summer's night, with my heart's delight, my lovely Irish rose. Oh Mary dear, I'm lonely here without you all the while. I miss your loving words of cheer, your lovely Irish smile. Before I lay me down tonight, before my eyes I close, I pray that God may guide you right, my lovely Irish rose. I pray that God may guide you right, my lovely Irish rose.
The Irish poet Patrick Kavanagh one day in Dublin met this young lady walking along Raglan Road, and he fell in love with her, and he wrote poems for her. But I don't think his love came to anything. Here is a wonderful recording by Fair Isle Folk of Raglan Road.
On Raglan Road, of an autumn day, I saw her first and knew that her dark hair would weave the snare that I might one day rue. I saw the day ran my past along the enchanted way. And I said, let grief be a fallen leaf at the dawning of the day. On Raglan Street in November,
of a deep ravine, where can be seen the world of passion's pledge. The queen of hearts still making tarts, and I not making hay. Oh, I love too much, and by such this happiness thrown away. I gave her gifts of the mind, I gave her the sea sign, known to the artists who have known the true gods of sound and stone, and word and tint I did. I gave her poems to say, with her own name there and her own dark hair, like clouds over fields of May. On a quiet street where all goes meet, must allow that I had loved not as I should a creature made of clay. When the angel moves the clay he'd lose his wings at the dawn's day.
The River Shannon is the longest river in the British Isles, believe it or not. Oh, yes, I can remember that from my geography lessons at school. Well, I think I can remember it. Maybe I wasn't quite right, but I think so anyway. And Trudy Lawler here is telling us all about the River Shannon, or the Shannon River. Now, the River Shannon starts up in County Cavan and goes all the way down through wonderful scenery till it empties into the sea at Limerick. Beautiful river. There's some wonderful scenery on it. And here, Trudy Lawler herself is going to tell us she's going to get home, if please God, to the River Shannon.
I'll be home, Shannon River, to your side one day. I have sung my songs across the world, and now I've come to stray through the summer. Fine day. The sky at night is there to light the beauty of your smile. One song I want to sing. home, Shannon River, to your side one day.
Was on last week's program, and if not, it was the week before, that I played Mary Black singing The Rose of Allendale. And I have a email here, and it comes in from Frank and Nell. Frank and Nell live in the UK, and they said, "We enjoy Sounds Irish every week, Joe, and we listen to it. Some of the songs we don't like, but then that's us. But most of the stuff we do like, and we particularly liked your version of Mary Black singing The Rose of Allendale. I think some months ago you played Barleycorn doing the same track, and we loved that. We preferred that track. So, Joe, is there any chance you could play Barleycorn singing The Rose of Allendale?" Now, The Rose of Allendale, as I've told you so often before, is not an Irish song. I think it actually comes from Northumberland on the northeast of England. But for Frank and Nell, here, your wish is my command. Here, Barleycorn and The Rose of Allendale.
Oh, the sky was clear, the morn was fair, no breath came over the sea. When Mary left her island home and wandered forth with me, all flowers deck the mountainside and fragrance fill the vale. By far the sweetest flower there was the rose of Allendale. Sweet rose of Allendale, sweet rose of Allendale. the rose of Allendale. Where'er I wander, to the east or to the west, and faith began to lower, consoling still was she to me in sorrow's lonely hour. O tempest wrecked my lonely boat, and rent her quivering sail. One maiden form withstood the storm, was the Rose of Allendale. Sweet Rose of Allendale, sweet Rose of Allendale. One maiden form withstood the storm, was the Rose of Allendale. And when my feeble lips were parched on Africa's burning sands, she whispered words of happiness and tales of foreign lands. My life had been a wilderness, unblessed by fortune's gain. Had fate not linked my love to her, sweet Rose of Allendale, sweet Rose of Allendale, sweet Rose of Allendale. Had fate not linked my love to her, sweet Rose of Allendale.
Thank you.
A wonderful instrumental version by Irish Moods of the song Teddy O'Neill. On last week's programme, I played the Johnstones. Remember, I was talking about the way I love the way they do their harmony. Lovely. Well, I'm giving you another track from that Johnstones album. It's called The Whistling Thief.
If Pat come over the hill, he's calling fair to see, a whistling low but sure, his signal sure to be. Ah, Mary, listen now, there is somebody whistling sure, ah, mother, 'tis only the wind that's whistling through the door.
With me, follow along, along, me follow along, all the way, with me, follow along, and little doll, right, follow along, all the way.
I've lived a long time, Mary, in this old world, me dear, but the wind to whistle like that, me girl, I never yet did hear. Ah, mother, you know the fiddle that hangs close beside the chink. The wind upon the strings is playing the tune, I think.
With me, follow la 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 la, me follow la la la, way. With me, follow la la, don't you come down, right, follow la la la,
dogs are barking now, the fiddle does play the tune, but mother, you'll know, they say, that dogs can see the moon. Ah, but how can he see the moon, me girl, when he is old and blind? Blind dogs don't bark at the moon, me girl, nor fiddles don't play with the wind.
With me, follow la la la, me follow la la la, with me, follow la la, dum dum dum, follow la la la.
And now I hear a pig, Mary, uneasy in his mind. But mother, you know, they say, that pigs can see the wind. Ah, that's all very well, be day, me girl, but then you may remark that pigs no more than we can see anything in the dark.
With me, follow la la la, me follow la la la, with me, follow la la, dum dum dum, right, follow la la la.
Ah, stop your fooling now, I know very well 'tis Pat. Go home, you whistling thief, and get away out of that. And girl, get back into bed, and don't play upon me your jeers. For though I've lost me sight, me girl, I haven't yet lost me ears.
With me, follow la la la, me follow la la la, with me, follow la la, dum diddle dum dal, right, follow la la la.
So lads, when court and go, and for your sweethearts wait, take care not to whistle too loud, in case the old woman might wake. For all the days of me youth, forget them I never can.
I come to know the differ between a fiddle, a dog, and a man. With me, follow la 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 la, me follow la 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 day. With me, follow la la, dum diddle dum dal, right, follow la 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 day.
And there she was, trying to fool the poor old blind granny, a pig. I know the difference between a pig and a dog and a man. That's very good. The Johnstones there. Now, friends, I've really been looking forward to playing this track. I've played it on the programme before, but it never fails to move me. It's an anti-war song by the Dubliners. It's not an Irish song. It's actually a Scottish song. And the lead vocal on it is done by the well-known comedian and actor Billy Connolly. Now, Billy started life, actually, as a folk duo, if my memory serves me correctly. But here he's singing a song entitled I'm Asking You, Sergeant, Where's Mine? Because when they signed on the dotted line to join the army, apparently the sergeant promised them computers, sunshine and skiing. And here's this man lying in a hospital bed, wounded, and he's asking the sergeant, where's mine? It has a wonderful chorus, it has a wonderful tune, and the Dubliners do a very good job on it. So here we have the Dubliners. I'm asking you, sergeant, where's mine?
I'm lying in bed, I'm in room 26, thinking on things that I've done, like drinking with squaddies and pulling my boots and counting the medals I've won. These hospital wards, they're all drab looking joints, but the ceiling's as much as I see. It could do with a wee touch of paper or paint, but then again, maybe that's me. Oh, Sergeant, is this the adventure you meant when I put my name down on the line? All that talk of computers and sunshine and skis, oh, I'm asking you, Sergeant, where's mine? I've a brother in Glasgow with long curly hair. When I joined up, he said I was daft. He says shooting strangers just isn't his game. That brother of mine isn't soft. But I can put up with most things I've done in my time. I can even put up with the pain. But what do you do with a gun in your hand when you're faced with 100-odd ways? Oh, Sergeant, is this the adventure you meant when I put my name down on the line? All that talk of computers and sunshine and skis, oh, I'm asking you, Sergeant, where's mine? Sergeant, is this the adventure you meant when I put my name down on the line? All that talk of computers and sunshine and skis, all I'm asking you, Sergeant, where's mine? Oh, Sergeant, is this the adventure you meant when I put my name down on the line? All that talk of computers and sunshine and skis, all I'm asking you, Sergeant, where's mine?
Now, in my book, and I'm only speaking for Joe Bollard here, but I think that is the best track that the Dubliners have ever done. It's a fantastic song, and I only came across it the other day. And we'll be hearing other tracks from that recently acquired album of the Dubliners on future programmes of Sounds Irish. And that track brings us to the end of this week's Sounds Irish. Now, I didn't plan it on purpose, but a lot of our tracks, if you notice, dealt with emigration this particular week, and all lovely songs. And of course, emigration is a very, very strong subject here in Ireland and has been for, well, let's face it, hundreds of years. If there's a particular song that you like, and I do point out, friends, it doesn't have to be an Irish song, but preferably to be by an Irish artist or written by an Irish person, let me have it by email. My email address is everton274@sky.com. Everton274 at sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, or just a question to ask about the programme. By the way, just another note that I got during the week, a little email from somebody who said, Joe, you mentioned your guide dog on a recent programme. Yes, I do have a guide dog. And when I mention his name, he's over the other side of the studio at the moment. But when I mention his name, he's going to stand up thinking I'm calling him. His name is York, Y-O-R-K. He's a 5-year-old Labrador Retriever, and a wonderful animal. Couldn't manage without him. Friends, I hope and pray that all is well in your world. May good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And until we're together again with another edition of Sounds Irish, Joe Ballard saying, take care. God bless. Travel safely. Sláinte. Bye.